Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself. I want to thank you. My name is Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight. We are on live on Facebook Live tonight, as well as on the show. Hey, Lucretia. Hey, everybody, as you're joining. We're actually on Fire to Inspire Live on the radio show, as well as Facebook Live. Tonight's topic, it is going to be so much fun to do this because I'm actually going to have you guys interacting with me. Hey, everybody, as you're joining, those people that are listening by radio, you're going to hear me here say hey, hello, or whatever throughout the broadcast. I'm not going crazy or anything. I'm telling everybody, hey, as they're joining us on Facebook land. So, hey, everybody, thanks for joining us on All Fire Inspire. Tonight we are live, and we are talking about governing your words and your thoughts. I'm so excited about this topic. Really, the Lord just gave me the topic today because the show we had planned, we had to reschedule it for another day. But governing your words and your thoughts, y'all, that is a big one. But before we jump in, I want to thank our sponsors, Inspired Jewels, the number four, the letter U.com, where you get your $5 paparazzi jewelry. I have on one that says now, $5 jewelry. We have Unique Expressions by Design. They take care of all of your custom needs, whether it's pens, stencils, cups, mugs, whatever it is you need customized. Unique Expressions by Design .com and take care of that for you. All of our sponsors also have Facebook business pages. We have the Original Version, guys. If you don't have this manual, this is my pastor, my spiritual mother. Apostle Andrea Zoe Leggett, I'm telling you, that manual is entitled The Original Version. And when I tell you it's life-changing, it's not about just reading something. It's about partaking of that thing and eating it and taking notes and highlighting it and just breaking it down. It is available online on all your different online outlets, as well as you can email azoelifeministries@gmail.com and get a physical copy if you don't want an ebook version. And then finally, it's all about me, Gospel Stage. Stage Play is back. I will be a part of that Gospel Stage Play returning to this year at the Port of Sanford building. We did two shows last year in 2018. We're going to be doing three shows this year. April 13th is going to be a Saturday. We have a 3 p.m. show and a 7 p.m. show. And then that Sunday, we have a 4 p.m. show. Keep your ears tuned. Go ahead and mark your calendars now. You can purchase tickets for me because all of the cast is going to be selling tickets, as well as it's going to be available in other places. But mark your calendar. Again, that's April the 13th. We have a 3 p.m. show and a 7 p.m. show. And April 14th, a 4 p.m. show. And the title of that stage play is all about me. I play a character named Diane. But the show is a great show. You can bring the family. You'll have a good time laughing, good time being mad at Estelle because she has arrived. But it tackles homelessness. It tackles organ donation. It tackles just so many different things that's real life stuff. So, again, mark your calendars for that. And thank you so much. Oh, and April Graphics, that's one of our sponsors, and that's spelled APHOGRAF, is in Frank, X is in X-ray. Any of the flyers that you see from me or anything that I do, you see April Graphics does all of our flyers. They do our videos. They do our newsletters. Even our website, they updated our website, and that's APHOGRAF. F is in Frank, X is in X-ray. Thank you, everyone, for your support with On Fire Inspire as a sponsor. If you're interested in being a sponsor, it's only $25 for the entire month, and that is about the visibility. The Lord told me, he said, it's not about money, but it's about the exposure and visibility. And so that's why it does not cost more than that at the stop. But we're going to jump on in because I actually want you guys to participate with me in this topic. So tonight's topic, again, if you just joined us, hello out there in Facebook land. If you're joining us tonight, we're talking about a topic of governing your words and your thoughts. So I'm going to ask you some questions, and I want you to be honest with yourself. But before we jump in there, I've decided that this year we're going to do things a little differently. I've always told you that we're going to push you into your purpose and your passion. But everything that we're doing in this hour, we're going to be doing differently. If we want to see different results, we got to do things differently. So in 2019, we're going to be intentional about everything. Say that to yourself. In 2019, I'm going to be intentional about everything. So your thoughts, you're going to be intentional about your thoughts. Your words, you're going to be intentional about everything concerning you and your life, everything that you have control of. Okay? So let's be honest with yourself. Today is January 8th. Over the last 8 days, what kind of things have you been truly intentional about? Have you actually even been cognizant of it? Have you tried to? If the answer is no, guess what? We can start tomorrow. Tomorrow's the 9th. So we can start tomorrow. We can be intentional about it because there again, if we keep operating the same way, how are we going to expect a different outcome? That's the definition of insanity. Doing the same thing over and over again but expecting a different result. Mm-mm, that's not what we're doing this year. So in 2019, you're going to do everything differently because you're going to be accountable about your words and your thoughts. All right, so it doesn't matter when you start. The fact is that you get started. So if you're just getting started with this tomorrow, that's fine. We'll do it starting tomorrow. Tomorrow is what, Wednesday? And tomorrow is January 9th. So we can get started. There's nothing wrong with that. We can start on January 9th. It is the middle of the week. But guess what? Again, we're getting started somewhere. Now, I have a question for you to ask yourself. And I want you to be honest. When was the last time that you sat still enough to listen to your thoughts? When was the last time you were still enough to listen to your thoughts? I mean, no music, no TV, no social media, just quiet. And just listen to your thoughts. Have you ever done that? Because so many of us are so busy, and many of us love music so much that we never have time to ourselves with nothing on. When was the last time that you sat in complete silence and listened to your thoughts? Now, in this place of, in 2019, we're going to be intentional about everything. Well, we got to be intentional about our thoughts. So I want you to think back over the last 8 days. How have your thoughts been? Have they been positive? Have they been negative? Have they been filled with worry, frustration? What have your thoughts over the last 8 days? How have your thoughts been? Be honest with yourself. How have your thoughts been? And so have they been filled with worry and anxiety? Or have they been filled with joy and excitement and anticipation about some things that you've set for yourself? Not New Year's resolutions or anything, but things that you're wanting to do and change. What are your thoughts? What have your thoughts been like over the last 8 days? Be honest. Not just with me, but be honest with yourself. Because being honest with me, if you're not honest with yourself, is not going to help you. Now, where were these thoughts? Where were the thoughts? Where were you? Where have you been over the last 8 days? That's my first question. Well, that's one of my series of questions to you. So in this place of intentionality, we are going to start doing things differently. So that's going to be starting with our mind. We're going to even have control over our thoughts and our words. Now, Aaliyah, how in the world are we going to control our thoughts? Well, Lance, I'm glad you asked me that question. The way that you can do that is, first of all, what are you feeding yourself? What kind of things are you listening to? Are you listening to negativity regularly? Are you feeding yourself? Because what you put in is what you get out. So just like with the body, let's take the body for example. If I eat potato chips every day, drink sodas every day, eat cookies, candy, and everything, am I going to be the healthiest version of me? Absolutely not. because I'm not putting in the best things to make this body do what it's supposed to do. So same thing with your mind. What are you feeding yourself to empower you, to push you, to sustain you, and help you reach your goals that you've set? Not New Year's resolutions. Great evening to everybody that's joining. Good evening. Thanks for joining us. Again, Radio Land, y'all. Remember, we're on Facebook Live as well, so you're hearing me say that periodically. But what are you feeding yourself? What are you hearing? What are you taking in? Because what you're taking in is going to be an indication of what you're going to be spewing out. Okay? Now, even with your playfulness in your conversation, have they been positive? Have they been negative? Have they been, you know, this is where I am in this time frame. Even with playing, I'm so intentional about my words. I used to say, oh, you make me sick. Guess what? I don't do that anymore because I am cognizant of the fact that I don't want to see myself being sick, so I don't say the words that I see because our words have power. The word tells us that. So I'm going to speak, even when I see something differently, I'm going to speak something differently. Like over the holiday season, I was challenged in my health. No, I will not say I was sick because I wasn't sick. I was challenged in my health. There's a way of saying things because there was a challenge. I was defending my health as much as love to say when things like that come up against you. Now, again, how have your thoughts been over the last 8 days? How have your words been? Now, we're going to go into the words. What have you been saying? What kind of self-talk have you been talking? Self-talk. Lynn, what are you talking about? What are you saying to yourself? Are you saying I'm angry? Are you saying I can't do this? One of the things I tutor children of all ages, and I asked the kids, I said, what do you say to yourself? I said, what thing that I want you to do and that I want you to take the word can't out of your vocabulary? I told them that can't is a cuss word to me. That's a bad word. And they're like, what? Yes. I want you as an adult to take can't out of your vocabulary because you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. So if you put in your mindset that I can do everything that I set my mind up to be, because if you can think it, if you can perceive it, and you receive it, you can do it. And that's what I tell them. You can do this. And so I tell them, I can believe in you, but I need you to believe in you. I can tell you all day, Sarah, I believe in you. Shannon, I love you. I know you can do this. But if Shannon is constantly talking to herself, telling herself, I can't do this, I give up. You know, my mama told me I wasn't going to never make it. Well, guess what? Make it out to be a lie. I mean, not your mama, but you know what I'm saying. Just like last week, we talked about New Year, New Mindset. And I talked about with Ashley McBride. She's a country singer. And she has a book, a song called Girl Going Nowhere. And the song was written as a result of one of her teachers telling her, honey, that country thing ain't going to work. You need to come up with something else because anybody can sing country. Anybody can play the guitar. But guess what? She turned that woman's words. She said, instead of being a victim to her words and making her words be my truth, I'm going to make her words be my catalyst to make it out to be a lie. And that's what she did. And as a result, she's been very successful with it. She performed for the Grand Ole Opry in 2017. Her song, Girl Going Nowhere, is even one of former President Obama's favorite songs, you know, for this year. So think about it. Someone told you that you couldn't do that. And she even says in her song, everything that I said, they said I couldn't do, I'm currently doing. I look out in my audience, and there is not one empty seat. What did she do? She took every word, and she used that as her catalyst. So what I'm saying to you is, what are you speaking, and what are you allowing others to speak over you? Do not allow anyone else's opinion to ever be your reality again. I don't care what's been said to you throughout your childhood. I don't care what's been said to you throughout relationships or friendships. If it's not positive, at this point in time, in this very hour, we got to do some cutting. You know how I talk with my hands, guys. You see me? You know how if you're a gardener, I don't do a lot of gardening, but I know there's some pruning that has to take place, and you got to pull back the layers and get rid of the stuff that's dead because the dead weight will hold you down. So what we're going to do in this hour is everything that's dead, everything that's toxic, we're cutting it down. We're cutting it off. We're you know, even if they have to be good friends or family members, if they're so negative that they're pulling on you and it's bringing you down, guess what? You can still love them. I'm not telling you not love them, but you got to love them from a distance, especially while you're building your strength and you're building yourself up. Because if your inner circle is constantly killing you, sucking the life out of you, you can't allow them to be that person to feed you if all they're feeding you is chaos, if all they're feeding you is negativity. You have to love you enough to say, you know what? I love you, Julie. I love you, Jody. But I gotta love me right now. And it's in this place of intentionality. Remember, in 2019, we're going to be intentional about everything. So in this place of intentionality, it's time to go like you've never gone before. It's time to cut off some things, cut off some people, and move forth in this place. Now, again, y'all, I'm going to check my notes because the Lord just gave me these notes like an hour ago. I don't think it's been an hour. It's been about 30 minutes ago. But, again, there are some places that God is trying to take us. But he showed me this this analogy. He said, if your hands are full, and so this is your path. Your hands are so full, okay? Your hands are just full. And he's trying to give you all of these new things, but your hands are too full to commit. He's like, can you get rid of that so I can bless you with this? So how can I give you this when your hands are so full? Get rid of that so you can take in the new. Let everything that we're doing, our thoughts, we're controlling our thoughts. When those thoughts arise, even your self-talk, when those things arise that you're saying to yourself, you know what, this just ain't going to happen. No, you tell yourself otherwise. Yes, it's going to happen. Yes, it can happen. It may not look like it at this very hour. You may have 20 cents to your name this very hour, but guess what? You can go ahead and proclaim and declare and decree some things and change your very essence of some things. I mean, when I tell you there's so much power in your words, but you got to understand who you are and what you walk in. I'm just telling you. All right, so let's see what the next one is. So remember, we're being intentional about everything for 2019. So in order to see things, see some different results, we got to operate differently. We got to think differently. We can't act or operate from a place of defeat when we are already not, and we're no longer survivors. We're victors. Victors over every circumstance. Yes, you were born in the hood, or yes, you were born in the project, but the project didn't make you who you are. That's not your reality. That was just a stepping stone to where you're going. That's just a thing to help the next person that's there, help them know that, hey, it's doable. You can do this. Okay? Now, friendships. Let's go back to the friendships and family members and things of that nature. You know, in this place, again, I'm going to keep saying this, guys. In this place of intentionality, in 2019, we're going to be intentional about everything. So in this place of intentionality, family, friends, whatever, I don't care who they are. If they are toxic, if they are draining, if they don't speak life to you, then guess what? I love you, but guess what? I love me too. And you got to love you so much that you got to separate and distance yourself from the people that are causing you heartaches, headaches, and just total chaos. If they're chaotic and their world is chaotic and they're trying to keep you in their world, not in this hour, not in this year. If you want to see something differently, guess what? We're doing things differently. And then finally, what are you putting into your spirit, man? What are you feeding yourself with? If you're constantly watching things that are just depressing and keeping you anxious and causing anxiety, cut that too. We got to cut it. What we're doing now, we're building ourselves up. We're building up our inner man. We're building up who we are, that self-care, that self-preservation. That's where we are. So start reading. If you have to start doing daily affirmations, I have a book that I wrote about almost 5 years ago, and it's called Prayers, Affirmations, and Declarations. And that whole ebook is an ebook. It's on Amazon and Kindle, and it's only $2.99. But that whole book, we talk about different affirmations, because if you're constantly seeing, I am an overcomer. I am strength. I am bold. I am whatever it is. I can't even remember the things I said at that time. But whatever it is, if you're seeing that you can do this, then be your own hero and get it done. We're in the hour of getting it done. We're going to be intentional about our words. We're going to be intentional about our thoughts. Even in plan, we're going to be playful in our words, but we're going to have positive words. We're reinforcing everything about us with positivity, okay? Self-help books and videos. Guys, you got YouTube all day long. You have just so much out here. You have webinars. You have podcasts. We are in the hour of technology. There's not a reason. You have the library. There's not a reason for you not to find something that to help you build you. Love you enough to invest in you, if that means to check out a book at the library, go online and read a book, whatever. Love you enough to do something for you, do something for yourself. Self-care, self-preservation, and building self in this hour. All right, got a couple of comments coming in. Let me see if I can read them. Oh, yeah. They're a little delayed for some reason. I'm trying to see them, yeah. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. Not in this season. Yes, this is real. It is. I'm telling y'all, the Holy Spirit gave me this topic earlier today, but he just gave me the points to give you guys. It's something I'm saying he just gave me probably around 7:15, 7:30. That's how he's doing in this hour. We got to be ready. And it's not about what we think or what we know. It's all about just being open to where he's moving you in this hour. And that's how you got to operate from that place and from that space. All right, now, like I told you all ago, I want you to start believing in yourself as much as you believe in everybody else. You're sowing into everybody. You're believing in them. You're encouraging them. You're their biggest cheerleader. But guess what? In this hour, I need you to be your own cheerleader as well. I'm going to cheer you on, but if I'm not around, I need you to cheer you. I need you to love you enough to say, I got this. Even when you have Demi Downer round the corner. Demi Downer, I love you, but I got to go hit this other corner. You go ahead and go to the left because I'm going to the right. All right, let's see, Ms. Geneva, what you're saying. You can also set and maintain healthier boundaries by saying, I will not rid you of my life because my love is unconditional, but I will only allow A, B, and C, not D, E, and F. Otherwise, unfinished business has a way of finding itself back to you through the act of emotional cutoff. Girl, you better say that. You better say that. Now, y'all, that is licensed counselor and family therapist Geneva Pearson. I want you to actually come online and actually say it in your own words in a moment if you can dial in for me. We're going to be doing that, and I'm going to open up the lines in a few moments. Live ended. What in the world? Wow. So, guys, if you're on Facebook with us, it just abruptly ended. So I don't know what happened, but Facebook Live, for those of you who are doing both, Facebook Live just shut down. Don't know what happened over there. But in this hour, in this place, we are not operating like we did. We're being intentional about our words. We're being intentional about our relationships. We're being intentional about everything. So if you are listening by internet and you want to participate in the conversation, because I'm actually about to open up the lines now, I want you to dial in at 929-477-2178. That's 929-477-2178 to participate in the conversation. I'm not sure what's going on with Facebook right now, but I want you to open up the line so you can actually give me some feedback, whether there could be comments on what we've talked about thus far, or it can be what helps you or some things that you plan to do to stay intentional and get the job done in this new place, in this new hour. So, and for those who are listening by internet, I am trying to pull the Facebook Live back up. It just abruptly closed. So Ain't nobody mad but the enemy, and guess what? We will not give him anything. So, again, if you're listening by blogtalkradio.com/onfireinspire, you have to dial in on the phone line to participate at 929-477-21 to participate. We are live again, guys. I don't know what happened. Facebook Live just closed down on us. But the topic tonight is governing your words and your thoughts. We've been live for the last 25 minutes, and it just shut down. We had some great feedback. I was reading from the people who had dialed in, who were on Facebook Live. But for those of you who want to participate, I want you to dial in at 929-477-2178. I want to hear your feedback so that we can capture it on the online radio show. So for those of you who want to participate in the discussion, the lines are now open at 929-477-2178. And we're now talking about the topic of governing your words and your thoughts. So I talked about some things. As we're waiting for the people to dial in, some of the things that I want to just kind of put out there for you, like we talked about affirmations and self-care and self-preservation and all that good stuff. Now, some of the things that I'm going to read to you, these are some quotes from some people that are very successful, and it's some things that will kind of make you say, For example, Anne Sweeney said this, define success on your own terms, achieve it in your own rules, achieve it by your own rules, and build a life you're proud to live. Now get that. I'm going to say that again. Define success on your own terms, achieve it by your own results, by your own rules, and build a life you're proud of. Now, success to me may not look like success to you. There's no right or wrong way, and that's by Anne Sweeney. That's a quote by her. And then here's another one that I love, Eleanor Roosevelt. And she said this, no one can make you feel inferior without your consent. No one can make you feel inferior without your consent. That's huge. You give them the power when you allow them to do that. And another quote she says is, the future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dream. Now, when we were kids, we dreamed. We did everything. But as we got older, life happened, and we stopped dreaming. It's time to dream again. And just like she said in that quote, the future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams. And that was Eleanor Roosevelt. Now, Rachel Hollis said this, our words have power, but our actions shape our lives. What are you doing? What are you doing to make, yes, our words have power, but what are you doing to activate that power? What are you doing to push and move forward? Now, get this. I love this one, too. Maya Angelou said, nothing can dim the light which shines from within. So let your light shine. Don't let anybody dim you. Don't dummy down because someone's that they feel inferior by you. Be you. And if they have a problem with it, guess what? They got to move on because you got to be the best version of you. Don't allow anybody to allow you to feel anything less than that. And Zig Ziglar said this, you are the most influential person that you will talk to all day. Did y'all hear that? You are the most influential person that you will talk to all day. That's real big. That's huge. That is huge. You are the most influential person that you will talk to all day. So, that again, going back to that, what are you saying to yourself? Your words got to be so powerful and positive to yourself if you want to see some different. There's a delay in your recording. Okay. Facebook is, I'm not sure what's going on with this Facebook Live because it actually just abruptly shut down on us a few moments ago, about 5 minutes ago. Another thing that I love here, Oprah Winfrey said this, you get in life what you have the courage to ask for. So don't be passive. Ask for what you want. Speak and declare some things over your life. What is it that you want? Do you know what you want? Make a decision. And let's make it happen. Another thing I like that Oprah said was surround yourself with only people who are going to lift you higher. There again, we talked about the people that you have in your corner, the people that are feeding you. Only, and that's what Oprah said, Surround yourself with only people who are going to lift you up, lift you higher, rather. And then Ayn Rand says, well, I'll get to hers in a moment. But and then Lady Michelle Obama says this, always stay true to yourself and never let what somebody else says distract you from your goals. So somebody else's reality doesn't have to be your reality. All right, the phone line is 929-477-2178. That's 929-477-2178. I want y'all to participate in the conversation, but I need you to dial in so the people on the radio show can hear you too, because it's recorded live, and I want people to go back and be able to hear the feedback. And let's see here. There was another one that I have. And this one right here, this is a frame of mind that I want you to have. That frame of mind is this. The question isn't who's going to let me, it's who's going to stop me. That right there, I'm telling y'all. The question isn't who's going to let me, it's who's going to stop me. Who's going to stop you from being you? Who's going to stop you from being that best version of you? Who's going to stop you from reaching those goals that you've set up for yourself? Not what mama set for you, not what anybody set for you. What did you set for you? Who's going to stop you? That's a frame of mind right there. And then, all right, you're on the phone line now. Good. All right, and then finally this quote, and then I'm opening the lines back up for you guys to participate. Finally, this quote right here is from Dr. Steve Maraboli, and he says, your greatest self has been waiting your whole life. Don't make it wait longer. Your greatest self has been waiting your whole life. Don't make it wait longer. So stop dummying down for people. Start being the best version of you. I'm going to open up the line on the radio show, so I need you guys to dial in, 929-477-2178, and press option 1. We're going to bring you on live with us so that the others can hear you, because I can read your chat, but it's nothing like it when they can hear you, because there's something about the just hearing it from the person that's coming from. There's a passion in it. There's so much to it. So, again, 929-477-2178. 929-477-2178. Give me just a moment. Let me check the phone lines. Press option 1 if you're online and you actually want to speak up and participate in the conversation. Press 1. I see you guys on, but press 1 if you want to participate. All right, we got our first caller, guys. All right, we have our first caller. Welcome to On Friday Inspire. You have Aaliyah, Miss On Friday Inspire, on the line with us. Who do we have with us tonight?
Hi, sister. This is Sister Artist Walker. I'm so proud of you, and this has just been totally awesome and empowering and uplifting, so thank you.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for joining. And Artist, can you believe that this year has been 5 years since we met at the TV station?
Isn't that crazy? I mean, and God has just been blessing us, and you know, I've been following you and watching you, and I'm just so proud of you. And Celinda also, you know, she's doing a great job. So, you know, that just shows you the power of God and the power that was in that station.
Yes, amen, amen, and amen. We truly appreciate you for joining us tonight and sharing with us. And, you know, I'm loving this topic. Govern our thoughts and our words, because I'm telling you, there's so much power in our words. But if we take control of, if we take our thoughts captive, and just making sure that our thoughts are lining up with what we want to see, and our words are lining up with what we want to see, girl, you know what kind of power you've been operating in.
Yes. So this is awesome, and I just wanted. I just wanted to respond to you and say, you know, like you were saying, we are what we feed ourselves. You know, we can't allow anyone to feed us negativity. 2018, one thing that I suggest to people, and I've been listening to a lot of Les Brown and Casey Robinson and things like that, and this is clutter. Clean some things out. And when I say clean some things out, it may be cleaning some people out of your life. You know,
yes,
cleansing that. I started cleansing my Facebook page. I've been cutting some things off of your life, you know, and not allowing people to dim your light. You know, you got to put the light in you, so he wants it to shine, you know, like the lamp on the to shine, you know. And one of my favorite scriptures is Proverbs 15:1, and it says, a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word strikes up anger. So you don't have to fuss with people. You can turn the other cheek and go on about your business.
Right. Because it's not worth it. It's just not worth the time. I mean, what are you getting accomplished? Nothing, you know? So I definitely agree. Thank you so much for sharing that. I'm telling you, thank you for allowing me to. Yes, ma'am. We appreciate you. All right. So for those of you who are on Facebook land, we just heard Ms. Artis share with us, and she said, we are what? And I just typed it in, and I forgot it that quick.
That's okay. We are what we feed ourselves.
We are what we feed ourselves. Thank you. Because I was typing this again. So we are what we feed ourselves. So thank you again. So those of you who are on Facebook land, that's 929-477-2178. And we're about to bring you live if you want to participate in the conversation. Thanks again, Arliss. God bless you, and thank you for supporting us.
God bless you, and may God continue to bless you and all your endeavors. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. All right, we have another caller, 929-777-2178. We're bringing you live. We have caller ending in 7324. Can you hear me? Caller ending in 7324. Can you hear us? Hello, can you hear us? So for those of you, we're actually opening up the phone lines for the people on the radio show to be able to participate. So we want you to participate with us. Dial in at 929-477-2178. And we're opening up the phone lines. I shared so much. We had a Facebook discussion going on for about 20 minutes or so, and then it just abruptly shut down. We brought it back up, and now we are actually opening up the lines at 929-477-2178. Press 1 and be a part of the discussion, because I want the people on to be able to go back and listen to the recording and be able to be encouraged and impacted by what you're saying as well. 929-477-2178. Bear with me. We're bringing another caller on. Okay. 929-477-2178. Caller 7324. Can you hear us? Oh, no. Caller 7324, can you hear us? All right. Okay, so I actually see that the caller is on with us, but give us just a moment. For some reason, there's a little lag time today in Facebook land, and radio show software looks like there's a little lagging too. So give us just a moment, guys. All right, 7324, can you hear us? Caller 7324, can you hear us? Oh, man. Facebook land, we are having some issues over here. Can you guys hear us? Type yes if you can actually hear us on Facebook Live. On the radio show, we're actually having a little issue right now. So I'm doing a backup. Give me just a moment here.
Telling you, you're doing a great thing. That's why you're having these difficulties. The devil don't want you. The evil one don't want you to get the word out.
He's so mad.
So we got to cast him back into the pits of hell where he belongs.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And it's so funny because on those days that I have issues like that, I already know what it is. And I'll be like, mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you know what it is.
You are a defeated foe. You're already a defeated foe. And the funny part about it is when I, a moment ago, I actually logged in, I actually closed it out so that I could actually mute you and bring that person on. And as I was muting you and bringing that person on, it froze up. So it's just got you unlocked. So that's me. So you're still alive.
Okay, we gonna cast him back into the pit where he belongs.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. But tonight's topic,
all the glory.
The tonight's topic blessed me, guys. If for those of you who are still online with us on Facebook, it didn't freeze, although the radio portion did, the software for the radio portion. But it blessed me because when you set your mind to say, you know what, the mediocrity is no longer enough for me, you know the promises of God, and they're still yeah and amen, regardless of what you see, what you've been through. And so when God gave you a title like that, you're like, woo, governing your thoughts, your words and your thoughts. You're like, woo. And then when I was reminding everybody to come on the line for the show, I said something that I didn't even plan on saying, and that was being intentional about everything in 2019. That was not something I had come up with until I said it right then. And so I adopted and adapted that at that very time. So in 2019, we're going to be intentional about everything, guys. And I promise you, you will see a difference when you're intentional about what you're trying to do. Everything about your life will shift. It can't do anything but shift when you speak nothing but life over it. But I promise you, if you speak nothing but death, you're going to see nothing but death. So Facebook land, bear with me as I go in a kind of backdoor way trying to get into my radio software. Trying to see something here. Go back into the studio. Yeah. Okay. Here we go. All right. We have 334. 7324. You're live with us. Can you hear us? 7324. Hi.
Yes.
Welcome to On Friday Inspire. You're live with us. Who do we have with us?
This is Eric Smith.
Hi, Eric. How are you this evening?
I'm wonderful, Liv. I've been trying to get on your show for the longest. I've been trying to I've been sitting in the kitchen. I was just eating on some potato chips and posting on Facebook. And I seen that. I said, let me click on here. And then I can tell you, it was having some problems, some difficulties. But some said, stay on here. Especially when y'all got to saying, the devil's a liar. He ain't going to stop people from getting to saying a word. And her show going on and stuff like that. And I just stayed on the phone. I said, I hope I get a chance to speak and say something about the topic tonight.
Yes. Share with us.
I had to click off the Facebook, what's the name, because it wasn't lining up. Our thoughts and our refresh my memory with the topic again so I won't make a mistake.
The topic is governing your words and your thoughts. We're going to take our thoughts and our words captive this year.
Okay. Now,
we're going to control
if we really think about our words and our thoughts, govern them.
Mm-hmm.
From
mm-hmm.
the beginning, now, I'm going to speak some things that might seem a little bit far-fetched, but it's the truth and it's real. Our words that we speak, I'm going to show you how we're going to get this power back now. The words that we speak, come from the things that we hear, you know, what we're taught and conformed to through the world. Because when you're born, you're mm-hmm. vegetable, you don't know nothing. So they teach you mama, dad, and things of that nature. And all the knowledge of good and evil that we learn growing up come from that tree that Adam ate of in the garden. So the things that we speak of this earth and that nature come from him. If we think about it, before he ate of that mm-hmm. tree, of the knowledge of good and evil, all we had was the image, which gave us power, and we weren't supposed to die. Now, if we govern our thoughts, you know, they say to be spiritual minded to be with God. So if your thoughts are on God, who you with, you're thinking of the things of this world, you got to be transformed, like Paul said. So the image that I'm telling you about from the beginning that governs the word that we speak has to be put in our brains. That's why in the scripture he said Jesus is the cornerstone that the builders have rejected, putting the spirit inside the people's minds. That's why Paul said, be not conformed to the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind in Christ Jesus. So how can your mind be renewed if you haven't got the word of God inside of your mind and your thoughts? And I'm not talking about all around in the Bible. I'm talking specifically. When I say specific, I'm talking about all around in the Bible, specifically the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is the spirit and the image that should be governing our thoughts. That's my Father's kingdom. If you remember when I'm not prejudiced or nothing like that, but when we were slaves, your great-great-great-grandmama, great-great-granddad, and all of them came over here, you know, they had a language. They spoke a language. We didn't speak English. You see? You remember that movie Roots? He said, your name Toby. He said, no, my name Kunta. See, he knew who he was. And if we return back to God through that image, we'll speak a language of a kingdom, and we'll be a peculiar people above all the rest of the nations back in our rightful places. But see, we got to feed our thoughts the right thing. If we continue to feed our children the same thing that our children learn, they're going to work and they're going to die. They're not going to be free. See, but the only thing that sets you free is that spirit. You see, you remember when God sent Moses to Pharaoh and said, let my people go. We're in slavery and bondage like we are now because we rebelled against God. That's why we're here. But once he freed us, we were free. We didn't have to work or do none of that. He fed manna. He said, get quail. Water out the rock with Moses. We had to pay no water bills or nothing like that. But every time we rebelled against God, he put us into slavery and bondage, the things that we're going through now. But now to return back unto God is to do it through his image. And that's putting that spirit in your brains, you know, like he said through his word. He said, my word abide in you and you in me. You see? You remember when he met that woman at the well, and the woman said, when he asked for something to drink, and he told me, knew how I was, I'd give you something to drink. The woman said, we go to worship in Jerusalem, and in this mountain where men are to worship, you know, the temple that David built. But you know, my father destroyed that. But my father told her himself, woman, you know not what you worship, for the salvation is of the Jews. The hour has come, and now is, for the true worshipers to worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. He's looking for you. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So that's how we feed our thoughts. We should no longer feed our thoughts the things of this world, but the fruit of the spirit. You know, and that seed, get that seed planted in our brains and our minds. We take our children. That's why the children are the kingdom. Mm-hmm. We have to start this process. And somebody that has an outlet like this should have a show every night about that same topic, leading our people back to God, putting the seed in their brain, starting structures for teachings and teachers and all that to be put, you know, have classes, and it's privately funded. It's not, you know, what they call that stuff when you get your vote. I mean, the taxes free on it and all that. It's not none of that. It's privately funded for the building of the kingdom. And we need to start this process. But that's how you feed your thoughts the right way. You know, other topic. I hope I'm not talking too long.
Eric, I do have a couple more people waiting too as well now.
Okay. Let me say this, and then I'll be through. I've been wanting to like say something on your show.
Okay.
Our children, they dying in a high rate of number. I mean, in every neighborhood, every community, you know, they dying, they shooting each other, killing each other over gangs or whatever. You know, we have the only way we're going to be able to make a change in our society is to take them children that coming up and put that spirit in their brain and let God lead them. See, and that's the only way we're going to do that. But I know my father's going to start building his kingdom through the children. I'd like to say thank you for allowing me to speak on your show. You have a wonderful show. I hope God bless you. all the ears.
Thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you so much for sharing with us tonight. We appreciate you.
You're so welcome. Can I stay here on the line and listen to y'all and talk to y'all?
Yes, you can continue to listen, so you don't have to hang up. You can continue to listen now. Okay, thanks again for joining us on Friday and Sunday.
You're welcome.
Hey, man. So, guys, so for those of you who are on Facebook Live, we opened up the phone line. So if you want to participate in the discussion, we're at 929-477-2178. And so the topic tonight was governing your words and your thoughts. And so I'm letting you share with, like I gave you some quotes and some affirmations. So now you're either giving us feedback on your thoughts and things of that nature or whatever. So we're at 929-477-2178. Press option one, and you can share whether it is, you're giving feedback on what's been said to this point or how the topic itself is touching you. Because this is what I said. In 2019, we're going to be intentional about everything. So we're going to be intentional about our words. We're going to be intentional about our thoughts. We're going to be intentional. If we want to see the hand of God upon our lives, we're going to speak and declare what we want to see and not what we currently see if it's not lining up with the word. Okay? So I just lost the person that was next. Okay, if you want to be a part of the of the discussion, 929-477-2178, press option 1, and we'll bring you live. I think that first one I already took. 929-477-2178, press option 1, we'll bring you live. The last person, your number ended differently. Let's see here. But we're talking about governing your words and your thoughts, and so our thoughts and our words are just, I mean, your words have power. The word tells you that. Your words have power. So what are you feeding? What are you feeding yourself? What are you saying to yourself? What are you saying? What are you putting out there into the atmosphere? If you're putting out there, you know, I'll never do this. Well, guess what? You're not going to do it because you're working against yourself. One of the things I remember one of my apostles said, make your words work for you and not against you. So speak what you want to see, not you don't want to see. Speak what you want to see. So if you want to participate, I lost that next person that pressed one. Got a lot of y'all that's on here, but you're not pressing one. If you want to participate in the conversation, 929-477-2178. Press option 1 and we'll bring you live. I'm not going to bring you live unless you press that 1 because I did that before. Now I was like, oh, I didn't press 1. I just wanted to listen to your show. I didn't want to actually say anything. I was just trying to support. But, you know, if you want to do things differently, if you want to see things differently, folks, it's time for you to operate differently. So it may be time for you to do some purging and some pruning. Or some relationships, some friendships, some, you know, you can love them, but love them from afar. There's nothing wrong with that. But you cannot allow people to drain you to the point where you're now. So, for example, I know this young lady that told me that she had a friend that was so negative, her husband would know once she's got off the phone with that friend because she'd be so down, she'd be just like, oh, just like the person suck the very life out of her. If you have relationships like that in this hour, you don't have time for that. You can love them, but you got to love you enough to say, okay, it's time for me to do some things. So what are you doing in this hour? Remember, in 2019, we're going to be intentional about everything. So you got to be intentional about purging some relationships. If that person drains you, if that person's toxic, if that person's always a downer, you don't need to feed yourself with that. That is toxic, that is deadly. When I say deadly, it's not encouraging. It's not speaking life. Mm-hmm. So it's either speaking life or it's speaking death. And if it's not speaking life, we don't have time for it. Okay? So 929, this is a final call for the participation in the conversation. 929-477-2178. For those of you who are just joining us on Facebook Live tonight, we've been talking about governing your words and your thoughts. And I gave a lot of different things that you can do, you know, to be intentional. Be intentional about your words. sit and listen to your thoughts. What are you saying to yourself? What are you allowing people to say to you? What are you playing back in your head? And it's time to do some things to build you up, to just move forward in the things that you want to do in your life. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how young you are. What are you doing to live the best life that you want to live? Everybody's talking about I'm living my best life. Well, what are you doing to get there? What are you doing to be that best version of you? And I'm going to leave you with this tonight because I don't see anybody pressing one. And, again, I'm not going to put you on the spot if you don't want to participate in the conversation. I want to leave you with this final quote. And I said this quote a moment ago. And that quote was this: your greatest has been waiting for you your whole life. Don't make it wait any longer. It's time for you to live. It's time for you to dream again. It's time for you to declare some things and walk it out. Let me see here. Hold on. I see a person that's trying to raise a hand, but let me see. Hold on. I don't want to stop the conversation if I got somebody wanting to participate. Let me look, because I have a person saying, hey, I got my hand raised. Hold on, because I did see some people with their hand raised a moment ago before we finished with the last caller. Where are you? Let's see. 3345, I saw you a moment ago, but I don't see you now. Hold on. What happened to you? 3345. Saw you live. How are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
We are great. We are great. I'm great. So we wanted you to want to hear your feedback before we close out tonight. What was it that you were going to share with us?
Pretty much that from a mental health perspective, as a licensed mental health practitioner, as a licensed mental health practitioner, it's really important that cutting off is great, you know, because I think to a certain extent, you got to know what you're willing to take and what you're not willing to take. But to add to your intentionality, I think people got to be careful about the cutoff. Before you cut off, ask yourself the question, how come I'm cutting off? Mm-hmm. If cutting off wasn't an option, what would the other option be? And that's the boundary setting. And so being intentional, not allowing your emotions to make the decision to cut off, but you to actually make the decision to cut off. So that was pretty much that last
boundary setting. Gotcha. And when I say cut off, I mean not completely, you know, distance yourself from them, but they cannot be that person that you talk to every single day and allow them to pour that. I remember one time I had a friend of mine, and I told her, I said, where I am right now, if you're not positive, we can talk, but we can't talk every day.
Absolutely.
So when I set that boundary, she changed her very conversation when we speak. So, you know, but we appreciate that feedback. Because it's definitely needed in this hour. Definitely needed. Was there anything else you wanted to share with us?
No, that was pretty much it. Great show. It was a wonderful show. And everybody definitely stay tuned and tune in every Tuesday.
All right. Well, thank you again. And everybody, thank you for joining us on Friday Inspire. We're here every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll talk to you. I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss on Friday Inspire. Love you guys, and we'll talk to you next week.